Leviticus, chapter 7. And this is the law of the trespass offering, it is most holy. In the place where they kill the burnt offering they will kill the trespass offering, and its blood he will sprinkle on the altar round about. And he will offer of it all its fat, the fat tail, and the fat that covers the insides. And the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the loins, and the caul on the liver, with the kidneys, he will take away. And the priest will burn them on the altar for an offering made by fire to Yahweh, it is a trespass offering. Every male among the priests will eat of it, it will be eaten in a holy place, it is most holy. As is the sin offering, so is the trespass offering, there is one law for them, the priest who makes atonement with it, he will have it. And the priest who offers any man's burnt offering, even the priest will have to himself the skin of the burnt offering which he has offered. And every meal offering that is baked in the oven, and all that is dressed in the frying pan, and on the baking pan, will be the priest's that offers it. And every meal offering, mingled with oil, or dry, will all the sons of Aaron have, one as well as another. And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which one will offer to Yahweh. If he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he will offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil, of fine flour soaked. With cakes of leavened bread he will offer his oblation with the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving. And of it he will offer one out of each oblation for a heave offering to Yahweh, it will be the priests that sprinkles the blood of the peace offerings. And the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving will be eaten on the day of his oblation, he will not leave any of it until the morning. But if the sacrifice of his oblation is a vow, or a freewill offering, it will be eaten on the day that he offers his sacrifice, and on the next day that which remains of it will be eaten. But that which remains of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day will be burned with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings is eaten on the third day, it will not be accepted, neither will it be imputed to him who offers it, it will be contaminated, and the soul who eats of it will bear his iniquity. And the flesh that touches any unclean thing will not be eaten, it will be burned with fire. And as for the flesh, everyone who is clean will eat of it. But the soul who eats of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings, that pertain to Yahweh, having his uncleanness on him, that soul will be cut off from his people. And when a soul will touch any unclean thing, the uncleanness of man, or unclean beast, or any unclean reptile, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which pertain to Yahweh, that soul will be cut off from his people. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, You will eat no fat, of ox, or sheep, or goat. And the fat of that which dies of itself, and the fat of that which is torn of beasts, may be used for any other service, but you will in no way eat of it. For whoever eats the fat of the beast, of which men offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh, even the soul who eats it will be cut off from his people. And you will eat no manner of blood, whether it is of bird or of beast, in any of your dwellings. Any soul that eats any blood, that soul will be cut off from his people. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, He who offers the sacrifice of his peace offerings to Yahweh will bring his oblation to Yahweh out of the sacrifice of his peace offerings. His own hands will bring the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, the fat with the breast he will bring, that the breast may be waved for a wave offering before Yahweh. And the priest will burn the fat on the altar, but the breast will be Aaron's and his sons. And the right thigh you will give to the priest for a heave offering out of the sacrifices of your peace offerings. He among the sons of Aaron who offers the blood of the peace offerings, and the fat, will have the right thigh for a portion. For the wave breast and the heave thigh I have taken of the sons of Israel out of the sacrifices of their peace offerings, and have given them to Aaron the priest and to his sons as their portion forever from the sons of Israel. This is the anointing portion of Aaron, and the anointing portion of his sons, out of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, in the day when he presented them to serve Yahweh in the priest's office. Which Yahweh commanded to be given to them of the sons of Israel, in the day that he anointed them. It is their portion forever throughout their generations. This is the law of the burnt offering, of the meal offering, and of the sin offering, and of the trespass offering, and of the consecration, and of the sacrifice of peace offerings. Which Yahweh commanded Moses in Mount Sinai, in the day that he commanded the sons of Israel to offer their oblations to Yahweh, in the wilderness of Sinai.